MMA Roasted is powered by betonline.ag. It's the NBA and Stanley Cup Finals. Support our podcast by making a wager on your pick by going to www.clnsmedia.com/winning and using promo code CLNS50 for 50% cash back on the first deposit. What's up, people? Adam Hunter here. I am giving you another podcast this week. I'm giving you all kinds of podcasts. You want to know why? Because I'm with Rockfin.com. Go to Rockfin.com, Rockfin.com/Adam Hunter and endorse me. Because if you endorse me, then I could keep putting out podcasts. There's exclusive content on there. Ben Askren's got a channel. Chael Sonnen, Nick Diaz, all kinds of stuff. Izzy Martinez. But make sure you endorse me and you get all their stuff at Rockfin.com. Also, if you're in California and you smoke marijuana or edibles or any kind of things, go to Speedweed.com. Speedweed. Follow them at Speedweed. They will deliver it right to you. Don't go to a dispensary. Don't waste gas. Don't get into a car accident. Don't get into a DUI. Just have it delivered right to you. Mention Roasted. You get $10 off, $100 or more. Speedweed.com. They're really good people. The guy Gino is a great guy. And they have everything. They even have THC Sex Lube, which my wife and I love to use. So make sure you check them out. Also, Nature's Oils Online. Joe put the ad in here. Okay, today we got a special podcast. We're talking to Mayhem Miller, who I talk to a lot. He's in jail, and we've been having some great conversations. And so he called, and then when I spoke to him, he had to go. And then Phil Baroni called. And then while I was talking to Phil, Mayhem was calling me again, and then Phil said put him on. So we have a conference call with Phil Baroni and Mayhem Miller while Mayhem is in jail. Hope you enjoy listening to this. Check it out.
It's Phil Baroni of the MMA Roasted Podcast. Phil, how are you?
Good. I'm on the toilet. What's up, brother?
So you want to do comedy?
Yo, it's cool. Yo, it's cool at the perfect time, bro. I was just thinking about you.
While you're taking a shit, thank you very much, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, I got so many questions for you, Phil. First of all, who were those two girls you were in bed with in Vegas?
Forgot. They were hot, though.
Yeah, but where did you meet them, and why were your clothes on and they were half naked?
I was leaving. I just wanted to take a picture. I was done.
Okay, you were done with them. All right, so you had already had sex with both of them?
I got dressed, and I was like, no one's going to believe this.
Where did you meet those girls?
Casino.
Casino. So you were just talking to them, and you were like, yeah. I mean, they weren't escorts. They were like legit girls, right?
Yeah.
And then what happened? You made a muscle. You were talking to them, and next thing you know, they were in your room having a threesome.
Got to flex them for them a little bit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now I also saw that you put on Twitter the first time you went to Vegas, did $1,000 on an 8-ball, and you did an 8-ball, and then fought Matt Lindland. Was that after the fight or before the fight?
Before the fight.
You were doing coke the night before?
The week.
The whole
week. Whatever, yeah. I had to make weight. I was fucking big back then.
So cocaine helped you lose weight?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so.
I mean, but you're a smart guy. I mean, you were, just a second in the state of New York. You're a wrestler. You're a college champion. You got to know that cocaine isn't going to help you wrestle if you're fighting. Is it?
I felt like it was. Once I started, I felt like I had to keep going.
Yeah. Got it. Okay, got it. And then I've been watching you in, like, backyard wrestling. It looks like you're in some random person's backyard having pro wrestling matches. What's going on there?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
like, who are those people? Like,
I don't know, bro. That's fucking mad. Fuck. How low can you go, huh?
No, it looks like it's a lot of fun. It looks like it's a great time.
Oh, yeah, it was great. Fuck, yeah.
Now, it says that you're fighting.
One of my best moments, bro.
Now, it says you're fighting in Russia?
Yeah, Khabib's dude.
Who are you winning? What are you fighting? And who are you fighting?
Khabib's best homie. Muslim.
Are you fighting a Muslim?
Yeah.
Okay.
His name is Muslim.
Oh, his last name is Muslim?
His first name.
His first name is Muslim. What's his last name?
Yeah. I don't know.
And when is this fight?
He's tough.
He looks
Man.
Tough.
Yeah, he's tough. Fuck, I had trouble getting a visa. So now the fight's in Abu Dhabi. You know, Khabib's getting all his homies on Abu Dhabi. I'm going to try and, I don't know what, that's his best guy. So maybe he can move the fight there. That'd be great.
Well, it looks like you're already on the poster, though.
Yeah, I know, but I can't get this fucking visa. So I would like to, I don't know why. I went twice to San Francisco. It's a bitch.
Oh, so you're not fighting the guy?
I'm trying to fight him, but I'm trying to, hopefully they can move the fight.
Oh, that'd be cool. All right. And now it looks like you know what you're doing, man. I mean, I've watched your videos. You're coaching little kids wrestling. You're doing pro wrestling at night. There's always some big guy that you're learning from. Who's that big guy that's teaching you guys?
Well, I'm the coach. I don't know.
Oh, you're the coach. All right.
Yeah.
So who's that big guy? There's like some big out of shape guy, but he looks with you.
Big
always,
MF. Big MF.
Yeah. Who is that guy?
He's my tag team partner.
But what happened to Bonner?
No. Yeah. It's like the Fabulous Freebirds, like three of us.
And now you talk to me about wanting to get into stand-up comedy. I think you'd be a great comic. You got to remember your jokes, though. Sometimes, like, you don't, you know, practice. You got to practice.
Yeah. I just tell the shit that happened for real. And I'll remember.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude, you're funny. You're funny as hell. And you're a funny character. I think you could do pretty well in it, for real.
But when can we do it next? Every time you do it is it's a fight crowd, so they'll know me. So I can,
yeah. So July 1st to the 7th, I'm in Vegas. July 1st to the 7th. Are you in Vegas that week?
I'll come there.
July 3rd, MMA Awards.
Where the fuck you do it?
Stratosphere.
Bonner did it too already.
Yeah, Bonner did it, but then somebody said he sucked afterwards, so he threw the guy on his head in the green room, and I had to, like, get him off it, and then the guy ran away afterwards.
That's a real story?
Yeah, I swear to God. I swear to God.
Was he drunk?
I don't know what he was on. He wasn't drunk. He was on something. His eyes, his pupils were definitely dilated. And he looked like he had been doing, like, Adderall / steroids. I mean, he was jacked as fuck. And then it was his first time. He did great for his first time. You know, it was his first time. But then some idiot afterwards was like, dude, I love your fighting. You're my hero. But your comedy sucks. Yeah, man, you sucked. And I was like, I was trying to get the guy away from him. Like, dude, come on, man. That's not the way you talk to somebody. And the guy The guy put his hand on Bonner. Bonner did some, like, Aikido.
Bullshit. Such a fucking bullshit story.
I swear. Bill, I swear to God.
He had to be drunk.
He wasn't. The guy put his hand on Bonner. The guy was drunk. He put his hand on Bonner, but not like in an aggressive way, just like a, you know, like we're friends kind of way. And then Bonner took his wrist and did some kind of, like, Aikido wrist lock and threw the guy on his head. Like, I never, like a Steven Seagal move, but in real time. And then
his fucking comedy career is over now?
No, but he was like, who sucks now, motherfucker? Who sucks now? And then I was like, Stefan, come on, man. You're going to get sued. Like, you can't beat up the fans. And then the guy ran away.
Did everybody laugh?
It was only like three people there. It was in the back room.
Was it funny, though?
Oh, dude, I was crazy. I couldn't sleep that night. I couldn't believe how easy Bonner just threw the guy on his fucking head. The guy did like a flip in the air. It was hilarious. But I was worried that Bonner was gonna get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, of course, it was hilarious. But anyway, Mayhem Miller's calling me from jail right now. So
is he? Put him on three-way.
Let me see. Hold on.
He's living with me. I got him in this whole. I gave him the nickname Mayhem, bro. His name used to be Jason Miller.
All right, hold on. Let's see if I get a.
Here we go.
Hello, this is a prepaid call from. An inmate at the Orange County Field Facility. To accept this call, press 0. To refuse this call, hang up or press 1.
This call is being recorded and may be monitored. If you are an attorney and you intend to have legally privileged conversation with this inmate and do not consent to it being recorded, please hang up immediately and go to www.ocsd.org to arrange for private calls with a jail inmate. To accept this call and consent to your conversation being recorded and monitored, press 1.
Your current balance is $16.05.
Push 1 right
Thank
away.
You for using Global Telling.
What's up, people? Baseball season is in full swing, and placing a wager on baseball has never been more exciting than with betonline.ag. This week, I am watching Philadelphia take on Washington and Tampa Bay take on New York. Yes, okay? And guess what? Because you're a loyal listener of MMA Roasted and CLNS Media, we are giving you an extra 50% added onto your sports betting bankroll when you go to clnsmedia.com/winning and use the code CLNS50. Best part is, the bonus will be added onto your balance within seconds. Again, support our podcast by going to clnsmedia.com/winning and use the code CLNS50. Thank you.
Hey.
Yo, Mayhem.
Yeah.
Mayhem. It's Baroni,
yeah,
bro. What's up?
What's up?
You're on the call with me and Phil Baroni.
No, get out of here. What's up, New York badass?
I'm coming to rescue you, bro.
Yeah, man.
I'll send you the details.
You gotta say what?
I'll send you the details.
All right, I'm over here. I'm chilling. I'm here for another month or so.
Oh, that's it? All right, we'll just wait it out.
All right, yeah, I'm chilling. I'm over here training like a savage inside the damn block right now.
Bro, I just remembered, this is the reason. Bro, when you get out, pro wrestling. I have a good team, me, you, Bonner, all the fuck-ups, the best pro wrestling team. You're going to be on it.
Bro,
I did fight.
Hey, I heard about the Border Patrol. I want to join.
We're kicking every fucking lucha, every fucking Max Mexican out of the country. We're putting a wall up. The wall's going to be me, you, and Bonner now.
Awesome.
This call will be recorded and monitored.
So we know.
Shit, I can't give you the details. We want a recording here, but you know what I mean, bro?
Yeah, I hear you. We don't want the federales to know this before we go down and stack brick by brick.
Yeah,
I want to be the manager. I want to be the manager.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
The fat guy you were asking me about, he's the manager.
That's fucking sick. Wait, are you in Calgary right now?
I'm in Calgary, but I was talking to Baroni, but I ended up merging the calls. Baroni's in Stockton right now, living on a weed farm.
Yeah, allegedly. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just a...
Yeah.
I really am.
That's sick.
Yeah. You should call me. We have a pro.
I know, yeah.
As soon as you fucking
don't say nothing or they'll fucking track me down. I think yeah.
Don't come here.
Now, Phil, I heard that you said no Mayhem, you told me that when you and Mark Coleman and Phil you were teaching them body locks. And they couldn't get out of it, and then Coleman and Baroni started beating each other up. Is that a true story?
I mean, you're kind of like morphing the story to be a little crazier, but like we're in Vegas, like, and there was like we're at Mark Lehman's gym, and Baroni was trying to coach Coleman out of a heel hook I kept putting him in, and then fucking these guys started. I mean. They got right in each other's face, were screaming. There's like there's a lot of tourists there to train jujitsu. Man, they cleared the whole room out. I was just standing there giggling, but like, man, it was bad for business. I think Layman was pretty pissed.
Yeah, that's lame, bro. Because Mark Holm, UFC Hall of Fame, and lame and legend his gym. You know what I mean? He's a fucking dork. He should have been happy. He should have been happy that Mark Holm was yelling.
I agree. No, I agree. I thought it was classic. You don't see two legends chopping each other's like getting right each other's faces, screaming anywhere else. You know?
This call will be recorded and monitored.
It was one for the record books. I thought that was hilarious that these guys were arguing.
We were training live. Randall was there too. Wasn't kept there. I remember that day.
Yeah, that was a crazy day, man. Yeah, Randleman was there. That was a wild ass training camp.
Kendall Grove
having
was
fun.
There. Kendall Grove, all those dudes.
I know. Yeah, that was a good time. But you and Coleman screaming at each other was just one. It was amazing. It was amazing. I felt like I was watching silverbacks in the woods.
That's wrestling, brother. That's wrestling. You know, we're not martial artists. We're fucking,
Peroni's got a fight coming up in maybe Abu Dhabi against Khabib's friends. But they won't.
Khabib's best homie. So you got to come out here. We got to get some training.
I'm into it.
That's what I was going to call you for. Pro wrestling and come out here and train for like a month until I go.
Yeah. My favorite story ever, though, man, was when you missed weight by 27 pounds and then took off your shorts and then went back on.
I think it was 29 pounds. And I actually, if they didn't rush me off the scale, I had some leopard print underwear on under that I was going to do. They still paid my fee. I mean, that's the business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I had a contract.
Now we were saying that when Baroni.
What are you about those for? I forgot. What are you about those for?
What am I, who and what? Oh,
what
man, vandalism. Are you kidding me right now? Yeah, well, you know, when you write fucking police on the wall.
Why always graffiti and shit, man?
Nah, look, man, this is as much political as it is, like, actual. So, you know, sometimes you got to sit down for what you believe in, and I'm sitting down right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait. What's the first thing you're gonna do when you're out?
Man, I never thought about it. Maybe
really?
Some vagina.
Go to
I don't know.
Go to the closest massage shop with the $75 to give him when he leaves.
Nah, man, that's all right. I'm all right.
I never did that.
Allegedly. Oh my God, Phil.
Right by the jail. It's weird. No matter where you get locked up, it could be anywhere. Thailand, anywhere. There's one right by the jail. It's so weird.
Oh my God. Well, I'll be sure to save my commissary money up.
Dude, what are the funniest stories?
$75 and you walk out.
One of the funniest stories is Phil went to he went to Japan to do a pro wrestling thing. What's his name? The guy that wore the mask with that and that Bonner tag team. What's that guy's name?
Bro, it's your story.
Phil, what's that guy's name? The guy that wore the mask, your tag team partner. And it was like they thought it was fake wrestling, and these guys started really putting moves on him. And then the guy wouldn't tag out. So then Phil started getting beat up by these two wrestlers. And then the guy wouldn't tag him. So then he started beating up his training partner.
Oh, Japan.
Yeah, Japan, Phil.
I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about McCulley in Japan. McCulley, you guys are working me over. McCulley wouldn't fucking tag me in. I got fucked up.
This call will be recorded and monitored.
It It was real wrestling. You know what I mean? It was pro wrestling, but these dudes were fucking me up. It was Fujita who beat Mark Curry and another dude. They were suplexing the fuck out of me. And McCully went angry.
Unbelievable.
It was heavy to fucking... Then the motherfucker had me the Boston Crab and he's breaking my back and I was screaming. McCully...
I figured you were up to some kind of sneaky Adam Hunter stuff. That's ridiculous,
dude,
man.
Dude, then Phil fights Chris Leben in bare knuckle boxing, and I'm like, something was off. I go, what happened? He goes, I was drunk. I go, what did your corner say, Coleman? He's like, he's the one who kept giving me shots.
Hey, I figured that Phil would double leg the guy and slap him on his head.
Yeah, I know. If I really wanted a double, that's what I'm saying. If I really wanted to take him down, I would. I thought in my mind I had, like, good defense or something. That's what I think.
I've seen Joe Riggs double leg somebody in the damn bare knuckle boxing before. I thought that was pretty ridiculous.
Dude, then Phil, like, refuses to lose in pro wrestling. So then, like...
I'm undefeated, but I can't get my matches anymore. I started out good. I was getting all these matches, but I'm still undefeated.
He, like, won't lose. Like, he was supposed to wrestle this dude, and then he texts him for the match. He goes, I don't lose, New York badass.
Hey, that sounds like my Phil right there.
He goes, if I wanted to lose, I would take a real fight.
you got any coffee in there or no?
Hey, man, Phil is writing jokes for you nowadays.
You have coffee in there, bro, or no?
Say that again.
You have coffee in there?
You have coffee?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, I just guzzled some. I mean, don't get me wrong, it ain't fucking Starbucks extra choice. This some freeze-dried dirtbag coffee, you know what I mean? I mean, you'd be better off snorting the crystals than fucking drinking this dirt water. But, you know... Win in Rome.
Yeah.
Or win in jail.
Now, Jason, I heard you've been getting
a lot of bro. This is like a halfway house. I've been stuck here. I can't get out of here. I've been here for a year. I've been perfect for you.
What are you saying, Adam?
I heard
the jail stopped on you.
I'm in Rhode Island.
I'm getting a lot of letters.
I have fucking wine. And they friends with the fucking wine people.
This call will be recorded and monitored.
Oh my God! Now everybody's talking at the same time.
Oh,
hey, they got movement. I gotta lock it down. I'll call y'all back. Oh wait.
All right.
I'll call you back. God bless America.
God bless America.
Thank you for using Global Tel Link.
That was good.
That did go good. Yo, you feel like they're going to attack him?
Yeah, I'm gonna take him away from all this stuff and help him.
Oh, that'd be awesome, man. He needs some.
He would be
some positive
awesome
role models in his life, you know.
He would be an awesome pro wrestler. I never thought of it. The gimmick is the real shooters. We're a bunch of renegade MMA guys. Bonner, Felbo, steroid test, fucking mayhem's crazy, fucking. I don't know why I'm in it, but, you know, it's a bunch of bad guys.
Yeah, I think I know why you're in it, too, Phil.
He's a perfect
perfect member.
Dude, that would be hilarious. The real shooter.
And the fat guy is the manager, the guy you keep asking about. He's a 1-0 undefeated professional fighter. So that's why he can be the manager.
All right. Well, I got to do something with it.
Yeah, you can be. What do you want to be?
I don't know. Maybe the promoter or something.
Yeah, you can be the hype man.
The hype man. That would be awesome. I'd be honored to be part of the real shooters. Mayhem, Bonner, Baroni. Oh, my God.
Legitimate fighting skills. You can be honest. You're a good wrestler.
Yeah, I tried. Meanwhile, you're a good coach, man. You're a really good coach.
I've been doing that shit my whole life. I've been coached by the world's best. You know, Sergey Bozikov, Tom Ross. My whole life, I've always been coached by the best wrestlers. Doing the training center everywhere. You know what I mean? I've always
been coached.
You know, Mark Coleman, I'm talking Kevin Randall, my trainer boss. I'm a really good wrestler. At the highest level, Olympic level wrestler.
Dude, I miss Randleman, man. That dude, I still don't understand what happened. How did he die? Like, I don't even get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, like, he had a heart attack. He was, and like, I know he took some stuff, but he was so full of life and healthy and, like, smiling. He was just an awesome, he was just one of those dudes that, like, when you hung out with him, you just wanted to be better. I never met a more motivated person than that guy.
The exact opposite of me. that's why it's a good team. You know, me and him, Coleman was like the middle guy. It was a perfect team.
He really wanted to fight Tito. Who do you think would have won, him or Tito?
He knocked out Krokop when Krokop was at his best, you know?
Yeah.
NCAA champion. When he was at his fucking best, he could beat anybody.
Yeah, yeah. He hated Tito. Oh, man, did he hate Tito.
I know.
He told me the time that when Tito beat, when Randy beat Coleman and then Tito was talking shit to him from the arena, he got out of his house and ran towards the arena. And then his wife had to follow him with his car and say, "Get back home. What are you doing?" He was going to go fight Tito at the arena.
Yeah, he would have.
That dude is next. He's next level. He's next level. He was awesome. That's how I met him. Cause like, I put him on the show, and he was like, I was honoring him, and he got mad that I wasn't roasting him. He's like, "Man, I thought I was supposed to be roasted, not toasted. This is bullshit." And he kept texting me, going, "I wanted that you guys make fun of me." So then I was like, "All right." So I had a competition. Whoever makes the best Tito about Kevin Randleman jokes, you know, wins this thing. And everyone started going in on Kevin Randleman. Then he calls me up and he's like, "Cap, stop! Tell him to stop! I promise. I'll never say it again." He's like, "I'm sorry." I was like dying laughing because like he was just like monster of a guy. Like, "I can be, please help me, stop making fun of me." I'm like, "No problem, man. No problem." And then his wife was yelling at him. "See, I told you not to get involved." Like, because he said he was getting, at first he was laughing, and then his wife saw him getting mad. And then he was like, "Tell him to stop."
Did you? You're around my age, so we were like finishing up high school. Did you remember what he was winning the NCAAs and Jeff Blatnick was the announcer on like ABC? Remember that was on regular TV, the NCAA tournament?
Yeah.
And he won with a broken jaw. His jaw was wide shut. He had a broken jaw and he won the NCAA tournament. He did our trip to do to his back in the finals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he started wrestling in high school too, which is even crazier.
Yeah,
he
was on the team as a freshman, and Coleman seen him and just took him under his wing and fucking made him a monster. You know what I mean? Took him when everyone was doing technique, he would take Kev, you know what I mean? Take the guys that went to the gym and lift, instead of doing fucking technique. How many fucking high crotches are you going to shoot, motherfucker? Just get stronger and faster at it, you know what I mean?
That's the thing about wrestling. You only really need like 4 or 5 moves, you know?
That's what I think. Same in everything. Same in fighting, same in everything.
You see that the fight going on right now between Robert Drysdale and that big jiu-jitsu guy. What's his name? Drysdale's going at it with some jiu-jitsu guy. Supposed to be best in the world in jiu-jitsu.
I don't know. So, best of Drysdale, the only guy who ever, like, fucked me up bad Dreyfus. He was fucking bigger than me, and at the time, he was super strong. He was super strong for me. He's fucking good.
Yeah, he's fighting with, let me see who he's fighting with. He's fighting with, Dreyfus.
I seen him tap Mir, you know what I mean? He's fucking tough.
He's fighting with, Gordon Ryan. You heard Gordon Ryan?
Yeah, he's little, ain't he?
No, he's big, and they're, like, going at it back and forth.
How big is Gordon Ryan?
Gordon Ryan's huge, and I think he's on some stuff, too, because he's not natural. It doesn't look like he's natural, but I think Dreisel got popped and stuff, too. So,
yeah, so
what? Yeah, I'm saying, so it's like, but I guess, I think Drysdale was, I don't know, they were going back and forth about, I don't know, the jiu-jitsu stuff. It's like a big jiu-jitsu war.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying that I train with a lot of people around the world, and fuck, dude, that Drysdale dude, he fucking got me good. So.
Yeah, but that's not your thing. I mean, if it was a MMA fight, you would be there.
It is my thing. I wrestled my whole life. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's jiu-jitsu, though, man.
I've never rolled with anyone and ever lost. Really, besides him.
Come on, really?
Yeah, really.
Look when like Ben Askren went up against Marcelo Garcia and got tapped 100 times.
I didn't wrestle Marcelo Garcia. I don't know. I never wrestled. I wrestled most of the fighters in the world.
Yeah, but I'm sure if it was a wrestling match, you would have beat Drysdale. But if jiu-jitsu, it's a different game.
Yeah, but you don't mean grappling. I'm talking about grappling.
Yeah.
Grappling is both, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, so, all right. So here's what you got to do. For July 1st, put together 5 minutes.
I'm really gonna do it. I'm gonna have the fat guy do it that I live with. He's a stand up. He did stand up before a couple times. He's also like the pro wrestler and ring announcer. He's pretty funny, so I'll do it with him. And fucking
yeah, and if you want, write out your jokes and then send them to me, and I'll help you with it.
Is Bonner gonna do it?
I love Bonner, but he doesn't get off stage sometimes. Because you have to go on stage when you see the light.
He's the worst. When he pro wrestles, he fucking always wants to be the last guy in the ring. Like, get the fuck out, you big fuck.
He just keeps going.
He just wants to stay in there and get the last clap.
But I'll ask him to do it. That'll be awesome. Absolutely. And then also, let me know if you want to present an MMA award this year.
Yeah, I want to. I definitely do.
I'll talk to David about that.
I fucking won the award, and then I fucking, what happened? Something happened, like plane crashed.
Your plane crashed?
You remember that year?
Yeah, I remember. I remember you were so upset because your mom was watching it, and then you wanted your mom to see you like get an award.
Yeah, it was right before. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, listen, I will send me your jokes, and we'll work on it together. And I'll talk to the people at the comedy club. I'm sure it'll be fine.
All right.
Take care. Bro. You're the best.
Thanks so much, bro. I really appreciate it. It'll be fun. I won't let you down.
No problem. Take care.
Brother, thanks.
All right. Well, that was the podcast for today. Make sure you endorse me at rockfin.com, /Adam Hunter for all kinds of exclusive content. Check it out. And also, if you want to see me, I'll be at the Strat in Vegas on Fight Weekend. International Fight Week, Monday to Sunday at the Stratosphere in Las Vegas. Then I'm also at Captain Brian's in July in Naples. In August, I'm in Biloxi, Mississippi at Russell Peters, as well as Maryland with Russell Peters. And I got all kinds of stuff. So go to adamhunter.com. You can see my whole schedule. Thank you very much and have a great week. Traps on some traps, on some traps. Traps on some trap, don't some trap, don't some trap. Tune it sounds to hook jump durbo lan. Tada stolt and durbo la moro.